This is Jano Gatorp doing my Torpcast today from a small mountainous place in northern Bosnia. And of all things, I've met here a young 25-year-old Dutch man by the name of Mateusz from the center of Holland, who had a pretty special sense of divine direction a couple of years ago to walk through Europe and present Jesus in different places. And I'd like to just have Mateusz tell us a little bit about what he's doing.
Sure, you're welcome. It was like maybe 7 years ago that I got an invitation to come to Athens. And I went like someone asking me to come there, and I said, well, I don't have nothing, I have no bicycle, no car, no nothing, how can I come? And I said, the only thing I can come is by foot. So they started to cheer and say, yeah, well, prove yourself, show off, do it, and then we'll see what you can achieve in that way. And over time, this stick to me, this thing, this dream, kind of, and all the time I started thinking about it, just now and then, once a while. I thought, what would I do when I go to Athens? And as my relationship with the Lord started to develop, I started to figure out that if I want to do this trip, I'm not going to walk just for walking. I'm not going to walk for the person that invited me. Even I broke off those contacts with the people in Athens, so I didn't have anyone there anymore. And kind of this dream at the one side fell apart, that I had no reason to go. And the other side, God started picking up on a dream that, and saying, yeah, but you can walk for me. You can go on the way for me. And as I started thinking about it, it became so logical that Jesus says, go on the way and bring the kingdom to the people. Just nothing more than that. He doesn't say go to the church. He says go on the street. Go. And even before I had this decision made that I would go, and God speaking clearly that he wanted me to go, I knew about a dream, and that there was the passion that was there, but not the real word or something. Which I like for big decisions like this, like walking. And even I thought back then, even before I decided, it would be 5 years. So it was a big decision. I said, God, I want to know. So I went to Bible school just to be trained, just to get a training, even before deciding to go into this ministry. And during the Bible school years, things, of course, in my life started changing. I started to be more passionate, more and more passionate for God. And then during the summer break, I said, God, I want to focus my next year. I want to focus in this year. Bible school is a limited time where you want to get everything you can. But it's so limited that you have to choose where you focus on. And then I said, God, I want to know, do I have to do this trip or don't I have to do this trip? And at a conference I was, and I just told in the afternoon someone who asked me, what do I want to do next year after your Bible school? I said, I have this option open, this dream, this passion, but I don't know what God says. If God says no, I won't. If God says yes, I go. And at that night, I went into a prayer room, and someone laid hands on me, and he started to prophesy over me. And he says, I've got this impression that I have to lay hands on your feet. And as soon as he blessed my feet, God's presence came so strong, I fell down on the ground. I just couldn't stand. There was nothing in me that could stand up anymore. And I laid on the ground for 45 minutes or about. And things around me, people started screaming, and everything just broke loose at once. And all night I've stayed totally warm. I was in my t-shirt. It was freezing cold. Everyone getting extra clothes on. And I was just walking in a t-shirt, just totally heated up from the inside. And after that night, I was so sure, I gotta go. My feet are blessed to this calling. Even God started in that weekend, like three or more times, people praying over me, all in the same words, like, God, send him on the way, tell him when to go left, when to go right, which way to choose, which people to meet.
I'm so glad to have met you, Mateusz. And tell me, when did you actually start walking?
So after the second Bible school year, I was in 1st September 2012. I said, I want to have summer break, Bible school, summer break, and then 1st September is when schools in Holland start. I said, that's the day I'm going to start.
And which countries have you been through so far?
So starting in Amsterdam, I didn't know where to start. It's a nice story. I knew I want to go to Athens. That was clear. And then God, in the morning, I was showering. He said to me, capital to capital. And I said, what does that mean? I mean, where does that thought come from? I'm sleeping still. And I immediately knew that it was Amsterdam to Athens, and it fits together, it sticks together. And even in there, because of my training in university and financial skills, I know capital to capital is a future word that will draw a line for the future of time as well, as in human capital, as in capital is money, as in capital in many ways. So I've been through Holland, starting in Amsterdam, all through Holland, and straight through Germany. Spent some months in Austria, even with the Catholic Church, seeing a revival breaking out in Austria in the Catholic Church, young people coming to pray, like 24/7 setting up, in just in villages, in among young people, just they're convincing their pastors and their priests, we gotta have prayer in our church to see revival.
Wow.
So even this last Pentecost, there was this conference with about 6,000 young people gathering together in an old dome in Salzburg, with last year Pete Gregg from 24/7 Prayer invited. This year was Nicky Gumbel from Alpha Course invited. And they're praying for the evangelical churches as well. They're just taking up the body of Christ as one and say, we want to see revival and we need everyone invited, from the Catholic Church out to the Baptists and the Pentecostals and everyone. And from there I went through Slovenia, through Croatia, and now coming into Bosnia, into a country where I met the first city without a church. There's this old monumental Orthodox church, which from 1945 stands as a monument to remember those who died from the Serbian side. But there's just no believer, just no one. You come in a city with only Muslims in Europe, like in the midst of Europe, where no one knows about Bosnia. And then you think, what do I do in a city without church? I'm a kind of guy that says, I want to join in the local church, what God is doing. I want to invest in what God is doing. If God is moving in the church, if God is moving in a group of people, I want to join. I want to speak into what God is doing there. Sometimes maybe they're even, in my eyes, missing the point of what God is doing, but I want to speak into that. I want to join there and say, hey, did you see that God moves this and this in your church? Maybe you're not aware, but God is doing something here. And now in Bosnia, I just figure out, what do you do in a church where, in a city where there's no church? You start to pray, and you start to meet people. That's all it needs to start a community, is just to pray and to meet people. Breaking down to that, it starts to be simple.
So who knows where your next place will be, but Mateusz, really sense that God is on your life. And normally I don't do this on this podcast, but I'd like to pray for you, and I'd like to invite everyone who listens in the coming weeks and months and years to pray for Mateusz. What's your exact last name?
Hoogendewij.
Wow, that's
amazing. Gonna, Dutch, yeah.
That's
really
gonna
Dutch.
Take a new gift of tongues.
Yeah.
But let's pray.
Yeah.
Sure.
I want to invite even people listening. Bosnia is this Muslim country among Europe, and we hear these stories from people seeing Jesus, meeting Jesus, just in dreams and visions in other Muslim countries. But my prayer, my heart, is to see this from Bosnia, from Europe, just almost at home, close to home, just seeing rising up that Jesus. I can tell people who Jesus is, but as soon as he displays himself, as soon as he shows up, all my 100,000 words are nothing, because people will know who he is.
Father, I thank you for Mateusz. Thank you for this genuine believer in you, this genuine follower of you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for him taking up his cross and going on this mission, like Abraham did, like in modern days Arthur Blessed has been doing, and other men and women of Christ through history who have set out on journeys without knowing where it would take them. Father, I thank you for his pure heart, Lord. I pray that you will just bless him. I speak protection over Mateusz. I speak guidance over him. I speak provision over him. And I speak, Lord, a band of prayer warriors around him and with him. And I even speak, Lord, that as things materialize, as things happen and things develop, as he goes to Athens, whenever he's done there, that you will put him together, Lord, in a great team of ministers, of apostles and prophets and evangelists. evangelists and teachers and pastors in Europe, Lord, to see your kingdom come in our continent. Thank you, Lord, for raising up many like Mateus, Lord, and sending us to the nations, to the peoples, to the Bosnians. And now we pray, Lord, that as he is serving you in this little town in Bosnia, where there, according to his own observations, are no true believers in you, just an old building, a church building, we pray that your kingdom will come through him, and that his word, his deeds, his love, his passion will just touch the hearts of Muslim men and women, young people and old people, who will receive you, Jesus Christ, as their Lord and Savior. We thank you, Jesus, for Mateus. Bless him and use him. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you, Mateus.
Thank you so much.